now listening to the Paul McGuire Report. This is Paul McGuire. The world that we live in is changing rapidly, at least, at minimum, once a day. But in reality, multiple times a day, our world, our society, our nation, and your life is changing radically, whether you're aware of it or not. So an example of this would be the tech corporation BuzzFeed. Now, BuzzFeed, just a couple of days ago, announced that it would be using OpenAI technology. So OpenAI technology simply means open artificial intelligence technology. How does that affect your life? It affects your life in every single way you can imagine and more. So OpenAI technology, or artificially intelligent technology, enables the users and the owners of that company slash platform to do all kinds of things in our physical reality that were never possible before since the beginning of the human race. That's how radical a technological advance this is. This will give companies like BuzzFeed and Microsoft, that's also going to use the same technology, and other companies using this AI technology, it's going to give them an ability, a superpower, if you will, that is so huge, so massive, so astronomical, that when I tell it to you, those of you that live on the cutting edge, those of you that are regular listeners to the Paul McGuire Report, the majority of you will get it and you won't have a problem assimilating it. But people who don't live on the cutting edge, people who don't take steps to become informed, they're going to have their minds blown. And what usually happens to people, because they made the decision to shut down their minds years ago in an incremental fashion, what usually happens to them rapidly, in an accelerating manner, what usually happens to them is that they, listen carefully, this is really important, I don't mean to be condescending. What happens is, inevitably, they lose their cognitive ability to think outside of the box and to grasp very real, already in use technology. They lose their ability to process it, believe in it, even though it's standing right in front of their faces, talking to them. They lose their ability to mentally adapt to the futuristic and transformational events shaking and rocking our world. So in a minute or so, I'm going to dive right into this mind reading, brain reading technology that companies like Buzz and Microsoft are already using. Now think about this. I've been warning about this for a long time. And the reason that I have the ability to understand, believe in, assuming you have facts, and process realities like the existence of mind reading technology. Any one of you listening, if you were like a science fiction fan, books, big readers of science fiction books when you were a kid and older, or big watchers of intelligent science fiction movies, TV shows, and stuff, all of you who had that hobby like I did, and there's lots of you out there that did, you have the upper hand on the average person because your brain has already been pre-programmed and preset through the consumption of sci-fi novels and movies and TV. Your mind has been already pre-programmed to process, believe in, and perceive the reality of the already online and active science fiction technologies in areas like AI or artificial intelligence. So I'm going to give you a definition of this right from the gut. And it's my hope that by tossing it out to you in a really simple manner, you will be set on fire with it and be able to move, maneuver, and interface and interact with people you know, love, friends, family, kids, whatever, whoever. You will become intellectually and spiritually armed and dangerous, not to be confused or misinterpreted as a statement of physical arms and dangerous. We're talking about, hello, spiritual arms that are dangerous because they can disrupt brainwashing and the status flow. Status flow? Yeah, status flow. You're listening to the Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire. We will be back in a nanosecond. Be sure to visit now, paulmcguire.us, and grab your copy of Power from On High while we still have them in stock. And take advantage on the other books that have been seriously discounted so we can help you to get others to get up to speed. Visit paulmcguire.us. You're listening to the Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire. We'll be back in a nano flash. Okay, you're listening to the Paul McGuire Report. This is Paul McGuire broadcasting to you from the West Coast, Los Angeles, California. And every day when I pray, or every evening when I pray, I regularly pray to the Lord because of our geographic location. Lord, supernaturally protect us from things like earthquakes, massive fires, floods, riots, pandemics. All I can do is call it very strange clouds. I've been looking at clouds since I was a kid, but I've never seen clouds come down so hard and heavy in California constantly and in other states that I've visited, where I've seen the cloud visually. It seems to be composed of it. What it looks like, I'm not saying it is, but what it looks like visually is a cloud that has been embedded with, let's say, you know, like, I don't know what, they used to put lead in pencils. I don't think they do that anymore. So they have some kind of substance in pencils that allow you to use a pencil and it will write and leave that impression. And I think I know which element it is. I don't want to say it and be just flat out incorrect. But the point is, the clouds that we have coming down in California and other places are composed in part with a substance that looks like, I'm not saying it is, but it looks like the same thing that pencil, the same chemical that is used in pencils that enables them to write. Again, it used to be lead. I don't think for a minute that it still is lead, but it's a similar type of substance. And let me ask you a question. Could it be a same analogous or similar substance to what might be, hypothetically, in an imaginary sense only, what might be part of the ingredients of certain medical technologies? You can fill in the blanks. Okay, so let's look at the world of finance, profit, money, NASDAQ. So BuzzFeed debuted their company's breakthrough into, well, they call it a breakthrough. Breakthrough. BuzzFeed has now emerged, and they have a big sign outside the NASDAQ market in Times Square, New York City. So that's a big neon sign on a big building that electrically says BuzzFeed. And BuzzFeed, not that long ago, they announced the existence and usage. They're already using this, so let's not get in the mental habit of debating or questioning what already is. I mean, it's already up in action. So BuzzFeed announced, quote, in 2003, you'll see AI-inspired content move from an R&D stage to part of our core business, enhancing the quiz experience, informing our brainstorming, and personalizing our content for our audience. This is according to BuzzFeed Chief Executive Jonah Peretti, and he issued this in a memo from BuzzFeed. Okay, let's talk money relating to this technology. The BuzzFeed stock closed at $2.09, and it reached a high, one of many future highs predicted by company execs. It reached a high of $2.45 per share. That's from BuzzFeed. So they're capitalization, their stock is booming. And what's causing it to boom was their public announcement that they are going to use the latest and the greatest technology, which will cause artificial intelligence and open AI to be publicly available and functional. And it will be available as an AI, as an API, which means application programming interface. So BuzzFeed, according again to the CEO, Jonah Peretti, quote, in 2003, you'll see AI-inspired content move from a research and development stage to part of our core business. So what they're saying is this is not some little side experiment. Open artificial intelligence is going to be a part of our core business. That means, obviously, it's going to be front and center and at the core of our business. That's a big deal. So indicating interest, the response from retail stock traders has gone through the roof. BuzzFeed shares were among the top three orders on last Friday on Fidelity's platform on Thursday. So this is part of a tech revolution. And shares of BuzzFeed valued at $132 million. They temporarily tanked, going down more than 90% back in 2021. But when they began to activate the BuzzFeed artificial intelligence programming and put it in the core or front and center in their business, BuzzFeed has skyrocketed in terms of profit and investor confidence. So this is mainstream. This is not a peripheral, theoretical, speculative thing. Now, let me break down for everyone, including myself, to simplify this. When we talk about this futuristic technology that companies like Microsoft and others like BuzzFeed are currently using, when we talk about that, what are we talking about exactly? This open artificially intelligent technology, I'm just going to sketch out and bullet point some hopefully easy to understand sound bites of what this artificially intelligent technology that's already activated can do. It can do things. Remember, everything in your brain, your thoughts, your memories, your dreams, your visions, whatever, it is all data. Dreams can be reduced to data. Your thought processes are data. Data, data, data. Like in big data. So this artificially intelligent technology allows the users of OpenAI technology to read the data that every single person carries, not only in their biological being, their brain or cognitive being, their neurological system, but every system, which is just about every system that is part of their brain, body, and soul, every system can be reduced to data. This technology, OpenAI, can enable a company like BuzzFeed or Microsoft to read the data your brain is producing. So let's simplify that even further. This OpenAI, our open artificially intelligent technology used by companies like BuzzFeed and Microsoft, can now, and they are operational now, and have been already activated. They have already been activated. So they came online, and that's past tense. They're moving and growing their OpenAI tech now. It's not a theory for the future. It happened yesterday and the day before yesterday and so on and so forth. It's now. This isn't a conspiracy theory. So you can tell your wild-eyed, bushy-tailed friends to head back to Narnia or someplace, because guess what? This isn't a theory. This isn't a conspiracy theory. Just obliterate that lie from your mind. This is not only activated now, it's up and running now, but that up and running had a beginning point, which is 6 months, a year, 5 years. It began a significant amount in the past. It's a past, present, and now reality. Got it? Yes, you do get it. Or you wouldn't listen to the program. You would seek out a dumbed-down airhead program that would make you feel sweet, but give you... No, I'm not going to even say it because it's a terrible joke. Okay, so what does this open AI technology do? It gives the user, like BuzzFeed or Microsoft or whoever, there will be endless users. This will proliferate, just like the stock is skyrocketing for BuzzFeed. This will go through the roof. Mark my words. So this means this open AI, artificially intelligent technology, can read people's minds, thoughts, dreams, plans, projections, emotions, feelings. Oh man, it just goes on and on and on. Anything you can do with your brain. Whether you're asleep, awake, in a hypnotic state, I don't know, anything you can do with your brain can now be retrieved from a wireless external source and instantly decoded and deciphered into plain, understandable English or any language you program it to do. So all of your thoughts, dreams, pictures, whatever's going on in your head, asleep or wide awake, asleep or after, you know, a couple of the strongest coffees or espressos at Starbucks or whatever coffee place you go to, or whether you make it at home. It can read your mind. Now, how is that possible? Because when you talk to the neuroscientists, they will tell you that everything your mind and your body is projecting, it projects in terms of EMF, or what are called electromagnetic frequencies. You are projecting 24/7 electromagnetic frequencies from your brain and thoughts and subconscious and everywhere on your being. You are projecting on a wireless basis a steady emission of electromagnetic frequencies. This EMF, or electromagnetic frequencies, can also be called data. Data is composed of EMF, and data is also composed of electromagnetic frequencies. This data can be read, the data in your brain can be read from an external technological source. And so these companies can read your mind, read your thoughts. If you're doing a crossword puzzle, they can plant the answer into your mind externally. They can externally plant ideas, visions, pictures, solutions. They can externally plant all kinds of communication from a wireless source that goes into your brain in the form of EMF, electromagnetic frequency, where your brain, utilizing many different technologies, can receive the wireless data input coming from EMF. And that could be answers and solutions and all kinds of stuff. Or you are constantly sending out to those people who want you under surveillance, like an employer, and they're tracking your productivity. They're tracking whether or not you're wide awake and focusing in on your work. They're tracking you internally and externally because they want to squeeze every drop of money out of you. And so they will use this open, artificially intelligent technology to do that. Okay, so let's summarize what this open AI technology is. Here's the summary, right? It's going to be quick. Open AI and tech technology, or artificially intelligent technology, has been activated now. It's already in use. And the initial pioneering usage began anywhere from 6 months to 5 years, or perhaps longer than that, the ramp-up period. But look, the ramp-up period is over. It's active now. It's happening now. That's my final message for this segment of the Paul McGuire Report. In less than a nanosecond, we're going to dive into, splash, we're going to dive into the second phase of understanding exactly the danger of open AI technology, such as the AI technology. I mean, we're talking about the biggest corporations in the world are going to jump on this. Right now, we're just talking about BuzzFeed, and we're talking about Microsoft and some of the others. Okay, this is Paul McGuire. I talk about these technologies and the development going back to 1917, by the way, with the Macy's Cybernetic Conferences. Cybernetic being a guiding, steering computer technology. So read my books and find yourself in an acceleration mode concerning your intellect, your cognitive abilities, and your personal power, both spiritually and psychologically. You say, how can you say that? Because knowledge is power. And I'm sharing knowledge to you, which has been basically censored from you. So by sharing this knowledge to you, I am in fact sharing knowledge with you, which is another way of saying, when you listen to the Paul McGuire Report, when you read the books written by Paul McGuire, I have embedded them, nothing hidden, it's all open. I have put into them knowledge, real knowledge, not fake knowledge. And this knowledge has the ancillary effect of producing inner power. So I want to exhort you to receive inner power in your inner man or your inner woman. And after you receive and learn how to walk in this inner power, you will be able to accomplish all that God has called you to accomplish. So take advantage of our super discount prices. Visit paulmcguire.us. That's paulmcguire.us, McGuire's McGuire. Grab my new book. This one will blow your mind. I'm telling you, it'll blow your mind. Power from on High. Grab yourself a copy and do what some people are doing. This guy, just the other day, jumped on our discount price for Power from on High. He bought 10. I assume he's going to use it for either, you know, like home group Bible studies, or he's going to use it teaching. He's using it to spread the word to others. He's not just going to read it and display it on his shelf. That's fine. But he's circulating the truth. That's why he bought 10 copies. You can do the same. Visit paulmcguire.us, and we'll be back in just a second. Yes, in case you're wondering, you're listening to the Paul McGuire Report, and we are back with a vengeance. Yes, a vengeance. A law-abiding, peaceful vengeance. A spiritual vengeance. Underline, underline, underline. So the Paul McGuire Report is back. We're alive. Yeah, we're alive. And kicking. And there's far more to that than meets the eye. Those of you that can read between the lines, you have no problem in getting what I'm talking about. So we're back with a law-abiding, peaceful, spiritual vengeance. That means, by the way, in a law-abiding, peaceful, and yes, loving sense, in the sense of agape love, the love of Jesus Christ, if one is back with a spiritual, law-abiding, and peaceful vengeance, guided by love, there's an implication. This isn't a statement here. This is a question. Is there not an implication that wrongs must be righted? I'm asking you this. Does this mean, within the strict parameters, that God is love, and we are only and exclusively talking about a law-abiding, peaceful, love-guided, spiritual vengeance? Does that imply that serious wrongs, serious wrongs must be righted through a law-abiding, peaceful, spiritual, and agape love series of actions? Well, think about that. Take a note on that. And you might even, while you're thinking about it and taking a note at it, you might even write down in your diary or somewhere where you're not going to lose it, or somewhere like you paste it on the bathroom mirror or you paste it on the refrigerator door, you might make a note to yourself in the framework of agape love and righting wrongs through spiritual and law-abiding action. You might make a note to yourself to pray for Paul McGuire and Paul McGuire Ministries in Paradise Mountain Truth. Paradise Mountain Truth, that's not bad, but it's Paradise Mountain Church. Make a note to be an intercessory prayer warrior, and when you can, take it as an assignment from God and pray for me in this ministry and those associated with this ministry as if you got a direct command from the Lord. Because, in fact, some of you have received a command from the Lord, and some of you are receiving a command from the Lord now. So remember, always, this is my practice, always obey the Lord. And what I usually do is I try to immediately, sometimes seconds after a request is given to me, a prayer request, I pray. Why do I put such a demand on myself? Because I know my human nature. And if I don't do it immediately or write down a note to myself to do it, guess what? I'll forget. And then I've emptied hollow words by vowing to the Lord or saying to the person asking for a prayer request, I've lied to them. If I say, yeah, I'll pray for you, and then forget, I know I have a propensity to forget. I have a lot on my mind. So that means I do the action, law-abiding prayer, immediately to make sure I don't forget. And this is critical for you, your ministry, your family, for my ministry, et cetera, et cetera. This is critical. You and I don't live in a static world, which means we don't live in a world in which it's like a freeze frame and somebody hit the pause button. We don't live in a pause button world. Everything is massively changing and swirling and going up and down, left and right. We live in a world in flux, constant momentum. And even that, because of the spiritual warfare erupting in our time, because of that heavy-duty spiritual warfare erupting in our time, we live in a world where chaos is planned chaos is intentionally erupting, because our spiritual enemies believe in, because they're Luciferian, they believe in the ancient occult principle of bringing in their new world order out of chaos. That's their words, not mine. And their motto, their oath, reads like this: the Luciferian, Freemason, Mason, and other secret societies, Illuminati, and many other secret occult societies, their operating principle is order out of chaos. So they deliberately, they create the chaos secretly. They create chaos also by using technology secretly. And once they have those chaos engines revving up like tornadoes or hurricanes, imagine if you could contain a hurricane or a tornado inside a massive barn. And then, as prearranged, you get a call on your cell phone, and the person giving you orders says, "Hey, wake up, open the giant barn doors, and let those babies rip." And the next thing you know, whew, a series of paced hurricanes and tornadoes begin to violently spin, shake, rattle, and roll, and emerge into our physical world reality, creating its intended result, which is chaos. Order out of chaos. They need the chaos to create their new world order. And they change the name of their new world order. Who's they? The Luciferian elite. For publicity, PR reasons. They simply have retitled or rebranded the words New World Order to Global Reset. Global Reset simply means it's simply a new name for the New World Order. The New World Order is the old name for the Global Reset. The new name for the Global Reset is, excuse me, the new name for the New World Order is now called the Global Reset. And that's what that's the conception. And, you know, the Imagine There Is No Heaven song and dream of John Lennon. You know, I've shared my story many times on the Paul McGuire Report. I've shared it in detail in my books, like A Prophecy of the Future of America, Volume 1 and 2. I've shared often how I've hung out in Central Park after the death of John Lennon. And, he was assassinated right on the ground floor, street level of the Dakota Building. So if you go to Central Park, like I have, and stood there near the Dakota Building, if you walk directly across the street, there's a monument called Imagine, and there's a kind of a small shrine dedicated by the city to John Lennon and his dream of Imagine. Okay, well, what was his dream? It was stuff like, imagine there's no heaven, there's no nations, there's no God, there's no heaven, all of which are false, by the way. The guy struck out with every lyric. Of course, he didn't write the lyrics. A professor, Theodore Adorno, wrote them, when he was alive, he was one of the socialist Marxist professors that helped to reprogram the world through the 60s counterculture. I didn't know that. Maybe you do know it. I didn't know that when I was a kid. So when I was a kid, when I was beginning my personal investigation and journey into all this, I discovered that the 1960s counterculture, the sex, drugs, and rock and roll, and all the rest of that nonsense, that hallucinatory nonsense, that all was the strange brew, the concoction, the witch's spell of secret occult scientists creating secret mind control type programs using occult, ancient occult technology. Don't believe it? That's okay to be a skeptic. Read my books sequentially in order. Power from One High, The Greatest Battle, Conquering the Matrix, A Prophecy of the Future of America, Volume 1 and 2, The Day the Dollar Died, and Rock Your World to Sanity. Rock Your World to Sanity. This is the Paul McGuire Report. Please activate yourself and pray. Ask the Lord, Lord, what would you have me to do in terms of donations to Paul McGuire Ministries and Paradise Mountain Church? Contributions, gifts? How would you have me pray, Lord, and how often? How can I volunteer and help spread the links from Paul McGuire? And then whatever God tells you to do, don't lie to God. I'm not saying you do lie to God, but we all, that includes me, have a propensity to pretend that we forgot what we said to God. Well, don't forget what you said to God. Become a prayer warrior. And when you will discover, this I swear to you, you will discover that when you vow to the Lord to become, well, you're actually not supposed to vow to the Lord, so don't vow to the Lord. Commit yourself to the Lord. Commit yourself to the Lord to be a faithful intercessory prayer warrior for this ministry, what we do, our family, and those associated with the ministry. And I promise you, you will see the extraordinary blessing of the Lord on your own life. I know, because when I've done it for others, the Lord never fails to come through. This is the Paul McGuire Report. Visit paulmcguire.us. This is Paul McGuire. By the way, this technology that I'm talking about, this artificially intelligent technology that BuzzFeed and Microsoft and many other tech giants are either already active on, it's already up and running, or it will be in the next couple of weeks or months. Because time is accelerated for the most part. Okay. I want to just change position here. I don't want to just give you an informational, educational presentation, although that's the first step and it has to be done. The second phase is I have to quickly teach you, as somebody who has been, and this is not bragging, I would be lying if I didn't tell it to you, and I don't always tell it to you. You know that. I didn't decide to become a teacher, a minister, an author, a writer, or whatever. Every single thing of any consequence that I have done or have chosen to do in my life has been because I have sought the Lord. I'm talking about from beginning to when I was saved to the present moment. Anything that I have done or become has been a result of seeking the Lord in prayer, waiting in prayer long enough until I hear an answer from God in prayer. I give the Lord the space, the time, and the opportunity to speak to me in his still small voice. I don't, you know, promote myself and glory myself by calling myself all these opulent names. I could, but I'm not going to, because the higher law is the law of love. I can either authentically love you, or I can authentically puff myself up. Ultimately, I'm accountable to God for what I did right and wrong. Okay, so I don't want to, it's not enough to just tell you what's happening tech-wise. I need to also tell you that God knew you before the foundation of the world and called you for such a time as this. And that there is technology available now. And indeed, this technology available now was operational and already active beginning initially in the 50s and then the 60s and the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, 2000, 2010, and now, and even more so in the future. What technology am I talking about? The availability of already active mind technologies, which most people don't know exist, has been in existence for a fair number of decades. It's really a past tense technology, even though it's in hyper acceleration in terms of its expansion into what it can and cannot do. So I need to say this to you. We're not to be intimidated. We're not to live in a state of a freeze frame, as in a freeze frame button that gives you a freeze frame on your technology. So you're watching a video and then you hit pause and the picture freezes. That's freeze frame technology. The response to me sharing you this tech is not for you to internally press the freeze frame, pause button technology connected to your will inside your mind. That's not the appropriate response. It may be in a short term. The appropriate response is for you to understand that layered between my lines of communication to you, layered between the nuances, the hopefully funny jokes, and layered in between beginning, front, and middle, or wherever, my presentation and communication of this artificial intelligence technology is I am constantly communicating to you on multiple levels. I'm constantly, out of love, communicating to you an entire series of sequential and informational and instructional awareness of how you personally and individually can use in the most effective way the artificially intelligent and spiritually artificially intelligent mind technology that the Lord has already embedded in your life, layered into your consciousness, and not in a bad sense, but in a good sense, the Lord has already programmed into your brain, body, mind, soul, biological being. You can be educated. Track with me, please. When you're learning from somebody, I've had the privilege to be alongside like heavy-duty, globally famous leaders in the Christian movement. Not because I'm a big shot, because of the grace of God. And these men God handpicked. Many times there were people you would know. I'm not here to name drop, though. And they poured their hearts out to me. And they shared with me things I would never have learned just going to church. And the powerful truth and knowledge they shared with me, I grabbed hold of and absorbed, and with an act of my will, I made it an essential part of my life. That dynamic is going on here. I don't claim their status. I am what I am. So here's the point. Listen carefully. I don't say it that many times. As I'm doing the Paul McGuire report, over the last number of years, the Lord has come to me several times with his still small voice, and he has instructed me and admonished me, and he has begun to drop concepts into me that all have the synergistic combined force, and they are designed to input on an educational, spiritual, practical, law-abiding, peaceful level. They're designed to be inputted into your personality, your being, your brain, your body, and your personality. It's not sneaky. It's not neuro-linguistic programming. There's no hypnosis. I'm not here to violate the Word of God and by violating the integrity of your individuality before God. Got it? Okay, so when you listen to these programs, for those that have ears that can hear, when you listen to the Paul McGuire report, remember, just as there are multiple dimensions in our reality, there are also multiple dimensions or layers in our interactive communication. That means the Paul McGuire report and me, Paul McGuire, communicating to you. I'm not just communicating to you on one frequency, one dimension, or one platform of consciousness. I'm telling you right now, but you may not hear it for a while, I'm telling you right now that I'm communicating to you simultaneously on multiple communication frequencies, layers, and platforms. Why? Why would you do that? Because I have to do, to be effective, an end run around the sensors, the mind control platforms, the jamming EMFs, electromagnetic frequencies, and any other technological and opposing weapon, opposing tech, opposing EMF specific frequency, imposing PSYOP, imposing whatever. Whatever is opposing, distracting, or diverting, that is an enemy force. Therefore, the answer is to communicate to you from multiple positions which reach multiple dimensions, multiple access points in your personality. Now, I'm saying that so that you know some of the most powerful truths that have been communicated on this program and that will be communicated on this program, the Paul McGuire Report, on an ongoing basis, will be, listen up, will be layered in, embedded in, without violating your individuality before God, placed in structures, linguistic, analytical structures, that are far more powerful than crossword puzzles, but are synced up to operate within the kind of language, the kind of ideas, the kind of thoughts, the kind of spiritual truth that God has told me to share with you. I think you got that. I think most of you got that. Okay, the next program of the Paul McGuire Report is going to be explosive. Tune in. Spread the link at paulmcguire.us. That's paulmcguire.us. We're on Roku, Rumble, Brighteon, and so many others. They're all linked at paulmcguire.us. I need you to link. Until then, God bless you. Carry on. Godspeed. Jesus is Lord. This is Paul McGuire.